Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Camera Work Podcast number 41. Really glad to have you guys here. I really appreciate when you guys listen to the podcast because I look at it like there are so many things on the internet that you can listen to. There's like movies and podcasts and music and just so many choices. And when you choose this, that's like really exciting for us. So thank you for taking a minute to listen. My Instagram, which is the best place to find me, is John Ricard, J-O-H-N-R-I-C-A-R-D. I am joined by Ray Tamara. Where do we find you, Ray?
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Ray Tamara. I am on Instagram at rtamara, R-T-A-M-A-R-R-A. I'm also on Facebook, Ray Tamara. And I shoot.
Yeah, Ray shoots. And the funny thing is like, if you look at Ray's Instagram, it's like all yoga pictures, which is kind of cool, but that's not actually like his main source of income. Like Ray shoots enough that he's able to put like an entire body of workout as representative of him, but that's not really the only thing he does. So I think that's kind of cool that you are active in that way.
Right? I mean, I've chosen to just put those images out. It's certainly not, it makes some money, but it's certainly not my primary source of income. But I've also had so many incarnations. So I used to be a furniture mover. I used to work in the music industry. You know, manual labor, whatever. So it doesn't really matter where. I'm a professional photographer now. I can not be a professional photographer tomorrow. I can be an artist or I can be a yoga teacher, whatever.
Right, but I think you
works.
Probably always still shoot your own personal vision, whether you were making 100% of the majority of your income from photography. I suspect you would still be shooting like the yoga stuff anyway.
Maybe not. I mean, I could turn around and start be a chef or be a barber. It doesn't matter. Whatever is gonna work and be personally fulfilling right. is what I'm gonna choose to do. And you know, if I want to be a chef and I'm like 70 years old, then right. I just gotta do it because I don't want to not do it and be what is the word? Just unfulfilled.
Right, like stagnant or something.
Yeah.
Right, makes sense. All right, but the topic today now is just a few sources of inspiration. So I'm gonna mention a few that I think work for me and just kind of talk about why they work for me, and Ray will mention, you know, if these things work for him or if there's any things that sort of work for him. Because I think for me, inspiration is a kind of tricky thing because sometimes things that are supposed to inspire me actually do the opposite, because it makes me just kind of say to myself, why am I not doing what this person is doing? And it can kind of put me in a little bit of a negative space because it kind of forces me to realize what I am not doing that I should be doing. So I have a tricky time getting sources of inspiration that don't like make me uncomfortable, okay? But I think the number one source of inspiration, the kind of the Bible that I think everybody should at least be familiar with, is the book called The Secret, which is by like Rhonda Byrne or something to that effect. I mean, I think it's pretty easy to find, The Secret. And it talks mm-hmm. about something called the Law of Attraction. Now, you've read this book, Ray?
I mean, I tried to read it. It's just stuff that's like some metaphysical stuff that you can believe or you cannot believe. It may work or it may not work. It's whatever you put into it. I basically am under the assumption that if there's something that you want, then you have to actively pursue it. And that's it. If it's not important, then you're not going to do it. If you want to make change, you have to do the work. And that's basically some of the things. We'll talk about it more right. in another. It's the Art of War, and that's where I run. If I don't understand it, I'm not necessarily going to be wholeheartedly into it. So that's right. that's my thing with The Secret. People live by it. It's like an Oprah thing. And there's all these people who have made so much money riding on that secret right. coattail. Like a friend of mine that I grew up with, his father is Beckwith, the one of the people that is featured in The Secret.
That talks on the video.
And he
wow.
made so much money. Like he had a church, and now his church is like, you know, a super. Right. It's like right. they're
it's
millionaires.
It's working
they're
for him.
Trillionaires, billionaires. And if you're rolling with Oprah, then you know you're paid.
Right.
So
now, but when you see, when you mention a secret, one of the things for anyone who may have not read this book, they talk about something called the law of attraction, which basically says whatever you think about is what you will attract, that your thoughts become reality. And I think there's a lot of truth in that. And I've watched people sort of live that way. And I know in my life, there are times I've done it and my life has unfolded properly because I've had the right thoughts. But one of the things that's weird about The Secret is The Secret implies that the only thing you need to do is have the right thoughts. You don't have to actually put in the work. Whereas like Ray said, hey, I believe if you pursue something, you know, you can get what you want to get from it. I think that pursuit is kind of what's missing from The Secret. And I know, like I said, we called the podcast Camera Work. We named it after the very first camera magazine in existence. But also, I like the idea that you need a camera and you have to do the work. And I think that part's missing from The Secret. They act like you just throw up a vision board and you sit back and it all magically happens. But one of the things I like is that they try to make you understand that, like, if you're saying to yourself, like, I don't want to be in debt, I don't want to be in debt, I don't want to be in debt, you are actually focusing on debt, and what you will attract is more debt. Even though you think you're focusing on not being in debt, you're still focusing on debt. You need to be focusing on abundance, be focusing on money, and that's what you can attract. So I think they get that part right. And I think it's interesting that you said, and I look at you as, Ray, personally, as more of a, like, almost like more of a metaphysical person than me, a little bit more like yoga, spiritual. Like, you can listen to music that's like that yoga people listen to that makes me want to jump out the window. Ray's shaking his head. He disagrees.
No, I mean, it's not even that, because there's a whole spiritually, I don't understand spiritual aspect. There's a lot of yoga people that are like some namaste, om. Mm-hmm. I don't get that yet. Right. I certainly get work. I certainly get being prepared, doing what you need to do to get where you want to go. And there's no shortcuts. And if you're expecting things and you're not making it happen, then you're fooling yourself. And, like, you know, I'd love to make more money, but in what do I have to give up to make that money? Because everything costs.
Yeah, everything's a sacrifice in some way, shape, or form. But I do like the idea that The Secret also says you should be behaving as if you have whatever it is you want already. Meaning you should not say, for example, let's say you're a photographer, you shouldn't be saying like, well, I'm gonna bring my B game to these clients because they're not the clients I really want. They're saying you should be bringing your A game to these clients as if they were the best clients in the world. And the way, think about the way most people say you should do your personal work. Most people would say to do your personal work, what you should do is shoot the work you wish you were shooting. If you wish you were shooting album covers, go out and get your friends and shoot them the way you would shoot these people if they were Beyonce and Rihanna. That, again, is you're living, you're doing shoots that represent the kind of shoots you want to do. You're like bringing that into your life. That's what The Secret talks about. Doing it as if you are, living as if you are already where you want to be. And I think that's a really, really good point that they make. But my main problem with The Secret, besides the fact that they kind of imply that you don't have to do any action, you can just kind of sit back and think things. My main problem with it is, it has that kind of metaphysical quality, like you mentioned before I did in today's discussion. It's kind of like, in my mind, I translate that as being like female. Like, if you listen to the audio version, it has to be like that kind of spiritual music. You know, no one can curse when they're talking about The Secret. You know, you're not going to get Metallica playing in the background while they tell you about The Secret. And I don't buy that idea that just because things are supposed to be like positive minded, that they all have to be kind of like, clear your thoughts.
No, I don't,
it doesn't. That's how I perceive The Secret to be.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think that it's that way. When you're talking about The Secret, I think that I live The Secret. I just don't, because all the things that you say, what The Secret means to you, I just do that. And and I don't really think about it. I know, and I can't really even explain it or enunciate. I just take action, action, action. And if I'm not taking action, there's a problem. And if I'm stuck, then I'm stuck.
But see, the secret, though, again, and we're going to move off the secret in a second, but the secret is actually not really saying you have to take all this action. It's more just saying you have to get your thoughts straight and the universe will magically just drop it in your lap. And that's a little bit of an issue that I have with it. But I do think the thought process is crucial. That's 90% of it, really is. What is your mindset? And I know back in the day when we had to buy film, if I did not have any jobs coming up, if I had no clients at that moment, no work coming up, I would go out and buy 20 rolls of film, which is what I would have done if I did have clients. And what would happen? Magically, the phone would ring in, and you know what? I was ready to shoot because I already had film. So I behaved like I had clients even when I didn't.
No, but I mean, I think it's the same thing, because in order to have action, you already have to have those thoughts. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't not do something and not think about it. So if I'm producing a set of work, and if I'm trying to get someplace, and there's a plan, it's been thought out. So I think that is in line.
Right, but like you mentioned, The War of Art, which is a great book by Stephen Pressfield, I believe is his name. Great book. And one of the things he talks about very clearly is you do have to do the work. He kind of says, like, if you're in a creative field, you need to treat it kind of like a 9 to 5. You know, wake up at 6 a.m. and then from 7 to 2 or 7 to 5, whatever time, do this creative thing that you do. And if you do that, the universe will respond. The universe will reward you. The muse will come down and inspire you.
Yeah,
and you will create something better than yourself when you do the work. And if you don't do the work, it's not going to happen. And I kind of like that philosophy better, but I think in combination, The Secret and The War of Art work very well together for me. When I put them together, the idea of having the right thoughts and having the right work, those two things together work well for me.
I mean, in thinking about it, and it's even more clear now, in order to do the things you need to do to get where you want to go, which is really, I mean, that's really general, like ambiguous, but you already have to have those thoughts in place. So that's already assumed. And then just doing the work, and even though the things that you aspire to, it doesn't pan out, like I liken it to, what I've been, and I apply it to my photography, I've been trying to cook and trying to cook, and the stuff that I'm making is horrible. So I'll cook salmon, but I'll cook it a few different ways so that I say, okay, this works a little, this works better, this seasoning works better, and that same experimentation, I learn from that. So I apply that to photography, I apply that to business, where it's an evolution of the technique and the things that you're learning, even if it's like God awful, like my salmon the first time, it was horrible, it was like so bad, but I was like, okay, I can learn what bad is, now what is good. And if I continue to do that with the photography, like, this I don't like, this is kind of there, but you have to just keep on doing it,
you gotta put the work in. So I like that. So one other thing I would mention on the topic of inspiration for me is the Joe Rogan podcast, because what I find from Joe Rogan is that he can give some of that same type of things that can be inspiring, like The Secret, talking sometimes about how your mindset should be. And Rogan's podcast is all over the place. One week it might be about a guy who believes in aliens, and then it's with an archaeologist, the next one's a pop star, and the next one's about the UFC. But the comment, one of the threads that'll run through it at times is, what are your thoughts? What is your mindset? Who are you as a person? But what I like about Rogan is it comes across as from more of a male perspective for me. Because when I listen to The Secret, for me, it sounds like something my mom is supposed to listen to, as I said, with the sappy music and the kind of delivery where they speak like this. And I like the fact that you can get a guy like Rogan who's talking about like UFC fights and smoking pot, and he's cursing and all of these like male type things. But then he's still giving a very similar message that we're talking about now, about having the right thoughts, putting in the work, and visualizing who you want to be and that you can do this. But it just comes from like a guy perspective. So I look at him kind of like as the male Oprah. And again, and although the podcast that he does can be a little hit and miss because it's like 3 hours long and he puts out 3 or 4 a week, it's like impossible to listen to them all. You never know which ones you're going to love and which ones you may not really care for. But over the course of listening to that podcast for a year, you do really get the feeling of like, very similar to The Secret, having the right thoughts and how important that is, and surrounding yourself with the right people, and that you can be creative and you can get out of whatever rut you're in. But I think if you're a guy and maybe some of that kind of sappy, you know, namaste, secret kind of thing just doesn't work for you, check out the Joe Rogan podcast and you might find that message coming through in a different way that you can relate to a little better. A guy who can throw a curse in when he's talking about a positive attitude, I have no problem with that. So that works well for me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess at the end of the day, it's what resonates with you. Because I certainly can look at somebody that's like Beckwith in The Secret, and if you distill it, there is something there. If they're spurring you to action, if they're trying, if they're calling you to change your life, to take charge, then wherever, if it's from a 90-year-old grandma or it's from like a newborn baby that can't even talk, there's things that you're gonna recognize that you want. And the next thing is to take action, because it's not gonna happen if you're sitting on your ass not doing it.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. But I'll mention again, The Secret almost implies like you don't have to take any action. You just sit there and write the check for what you want, and the universe will drop it in your lap. And I'm like, well, that mindset is important, but I think it doesn't hurt to get out there and do whatever your work is. Get out and do your work, and I think it's going to help that check get there a whole lot faster.
Yeah, and that's the key with Pressfield and what he's doing with the art, the art of war, the war of art,
yeah,
the war of art,
the
war of art, and then turning pro. And right, it's a discipline. It's just like with anything. I mean, we all practice, like with Steven and yourself, and I used to practice Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I mean, you can't be good overnight. You have to get
right,
choked out numerous times so
right,
that you can understand. Like even when I roll with you, you were getting me in that some type of like leg thing, and then you would always go to that, and then I looked
lockdown
online,
yeah,
and then I was like, oh, I can defend this way, and I can just like keep that leg straight, and you're not doing anything,
right?
And then you're trying to do it, and you're trying to do it. It's right, just like you have to change,
yeah,
you have to take action,
yeah, the bar keeps getting raised is the thing. You got to keep reassessing. Yes, but that was the lockdown, by the way.
Yeah,
10th Planet.
Yeah,
gotta love that.
And then I learned how to learn it, and then you were like, you couldn't
yeah
do it. So
right, then I got to raise my level, and you raise
right
yours, and that's the thing that.
And
you should do.
That's
and
part
again,
of the work.
Right. And that's one of those things that Rogan will talk about, is surrounding yourself with people who are doing things that will challenge you and make you go, man, I should do that. I should do that. And I've done that with you, where you've shot certain things with the yoga, and I'm like, man, I need to do something like that, like what you're doing, and it kind of kicks me up to do it. So, all right. So that's a few things that we like in terms of inspiration. Feel free to let us know what you like. We look at every single comment you make. I answer every comment on YouTube and Twitter and Instagram, so definitely give us some feedback on that. All right, good talking to you again. My Instagram is John Ricard, JohnRicard. Ray, where do we find you?
At RayRTamarrar tomorrow, and I'll check you out. Thanks.